Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. All right. Welcome to another fabulous, fantastic, and orgasmic episode of My Orgasmic Life. Okay, so last week's episode, so before I actually get into what we're talking about today, I want to, first of all, do a shout out that I'm live with all of my loyal on my loyal fans page. So if you're like, oh, I really want to ask questions about the topic that she's talking about, and, you know, be a part of the show, then make sure you come follow me and become a fan or a subscriber on my loyal fans page. Okay. All right. So last week's topic was, I talked about being multiply orgasmic and serially orgasmic and how that works and how that works for vagina owners and how that works for penis owners. But so really go make sure you go listen, watch to that episode. Okay. Now, today's episode is, how do you support your partner or partners to become that orgasmic being, right? Like, how do you go about doing that? Because, you know, there's all these, like, you know, make sure, again, sorry. Oh, there goes my crotch. Woo! Ah, it's good to see I'm feeling better. Okay, so when I talk in the episode last week, I talk about, you know, some of the pitfalls of being able to be multiply orgasmic patterning, as well as the wall. I call it the wall of orgasmic safety. All right. So as partners and lovers, how do we support our partners to be able to breach over, get over the wall, get through the wall, around the wall, over the wall, under the wall? How do we support our partners? How do we become, because I talk about how having a partner that is a safe space to have your feelings and process and all that kind of stuff is what helps to reinforce new orgasmic patterning, and that it's safe on the other side of that wall, and how you can have moral, where you can surrender and let go of control and all these beautiful things. So how do we be that partner? Well, first of all, it's really important that you have a conversation with your lover. Okay, so if your lover isn't already multiply orgasmic or serially orgasmic, and so multiple orgasmics means that you can have you can have more than one orgasm from more than one sexual stimulation in different spots of your body. That's technically what multiple orgasmic means. However, we often use multiple orgasmic orgasm terminology as one after the other. Technically, that's called serial orgasmic, but no one ever uses that. So, okay. So I use it kind of interchangeable for you, the audience. Okay. So where was I? All right. So first you need to have, there's a couple things you need to do before you can really be that, like, total cheerleader, you know, the orgasmic coach, the partner that helps your part helps your lover forget their name. You need to have a conversation with your partner about if they have any trauma. I know it's not a sexy conversation, but it's important because the next steps I'm going to tell you, if they have trauma, you have to tweak it a little bit, okay? Because you don't want to trigger somebody. And it's important for you to know if they start crying or if they're triggered or what's going on there, okay? So, first thing is you need to have a conversation. Is there any sexual abuse trauma in their past? If there is, then you want to know, have they done any healing? Like, have they gone to therapy? Have they gone to see a coach? Have they done anything to help them not be triggered? And do they know when they're triggered? So those are the kind of questions that you want to ask. And when you approach this conversation, depending on how comfortable you are talking about sex and how comfortable you've been with each other talking about sex, it may be bumpy and maybe awkward and maybe a little bit uncomfortable, and that's okay. So I would approach the topic in saying, "Hey, I just listened. Here's a great intro. I just listened to this great podcast by, Empress Gaia Morissette, and she was talking about being multiply orgasmic and serially orgasmic. Hey, you want to listen to that one with me?" Because that invites your partner into, and you guys have the same language. Okay, so it becomes a something that you're doing together. Then you can say, "Great. So now I've just listened to the next week's episode," which is this one that we're talking about right now. And she had suggested that we have a conversation about orgasm and sex and how I can be supportive and how can I make sex even better for you. So when you bring up that conversation, you want to say, "How can I make sex even better for you? I want to give you the ultimate amount of pleasure and the ultimate amount of orgasms, and I want you to have such a great time." And it's really important that you come from it from that you are wanting to be there for them. You don't want to make them come. You don't want to, rock their world. You're not going to be the best lay they've ever had. It's not about you. Because for many people, the reason why they haven't naturally already figured out how to be multiply orgasmic or serially orgasmic is because it hasn't been safe to be that. So, with that being said, it's really important that you make it about how you can support them versus being about you and your desire and your wants and your ego. All those things can still be happening internally, and you can feel like a rock star when it's accomplished and achieved. And every time your partner comes, it feels great, and you can be like, "Yeah, look at me, I fucking got moves." Like, you can do all that stuff internally, but you don't want to put it on your partner because if that exists within your sexual dynamic, your partner will never surrender enough to be vulnerable enough to become multiply orgasmic and serially orgasmic. Okay. So, very important that when you talk about it, when you approach it, that you're wanting to help them achieve the most amount of pleasure that is possible for them. And you are the vehicle to support them in that, in whatever capacity, which allows coming at it from that place, allows open dialogue for one. Two, it allows your partner to be able to start to communicate with you about it's not a being not being afraid to offend you or hurt your ego, or you might take it that they're not doing it right. You're not, them telling you that you're not doing it right. It makes it a safe environment so that you no longer have to be guessing and being a mind reader, and your partner now feels safe enough to be vulnerable enough with you to communicate because you are making it about them and not about you. Okay. So That's a really important, if you want this to be like, that's a key for being a rock star in the bedroom, being an epic lover, helping your partner be multiply orgasmic, being the best lay possible. That is the gift. That is the trick. Okay. So where was I? All right. So you had a conversation, you find out if there's trauma. If there has been trauma, then let's talk about what do we do if there's been trauma. If there's been trauma, then you need to know if they know what happens when they get triggered, meaning while they're having sex and they get scared, what happens? Do they leave their body? Do they kind of, which is also known as dissociation? Do they take control of the situation sexually in that moment so that they can feel like they're empowered? Do they start thinking about other things that have nothing to do with sex? Are they present? Have they left the building basically? And what does that look like? Do they push away? Do they dissociate? Do they kind of just kind of become, numb? What happens? Okay, because this is important for you to know in order to support them. So that when that may happen because of the trauma, which remember we talked about that wall last episode. So go back and it's really important that you listen to that episode. That wall, when they reach that wall, what happens? Do they start getting agitated? Like what happens in their body? What happens in their mind? Where do they go? What goes on? So that when that happens, you as the partner can take a break for a moment of whatever stimulation you're doing and just be like, look them in the eye and say, you're safe. Where are you? Are you here? Be here with me. Breathe with me. And just have them take some slow breaths with you and then remind them they're safe. You're safe. I got you. It's okay. Keep breathing. And once they're like start to come back and you're like, okay, drop into their body, they start to drop back into their body, then you can continue what you're doing from a stimulation standpoint. All right. And we can, start to, change the orgasmic patterning and we can know that it's safe emotionally to like, it's okay, we're safe. Each time that happens, there's a rewiring that happens in the brain that says, oh, right, this is a safe person. I'm safe with this person. It's okay. I can surrender. I can let go. I can let my body go. I can enjoy the pleasure. I can be vulnerable in this moment. Okay. So, it's really important if there's been trauma that you are aware so that you can do that work. Also, it's really important if there's been trauma that the person gets some support that's not just you, because you don't want to be your partner's, it's not sexy to be your partner's therapist. It's not sexy to be your partner. That's not what we're talking about. I'm not talking about you fixing anything. I'm just talking about you being a good support person so that they can have more orgasms and have more pleasure and feel safe in their body and go to that next level. On the other side of the wall, to get on the other side of the wall where happiness lives, orgasms live, screaming like a howler monkey lives. All right. So your partner may need some support that's not you, whether that's a friend, whether that's somebody professionally, whether that's they reach out to me so I can help, connect them with the right person that's a good fit for them, or maybe I'm the person to help support them in that. They need somebody other than you because that is like not sexy. Right? Okay. All right. So you become the safe space. How do you do that? One, you make it about how you want to support their pleasure. Two, you help them to start to communicate. What do they like? What do they need? What do they want? Three, another really good technique that we can kind of add into this repertoire of helping and supporting your partner is having them masturbate in front of you. Showing you, if they don't masturbate, then that's another story and they really need to reach out, okay? They need some support to find out to help their healing process, okay? But have them ask them, show me what you like. Show me what, how you orgasm. Let me see how you orgasm. And watch them and encourage them and tell them how sexy they are and how beautiful that is and how hot it is and pay attention, okay? Pay attention to their body language, pay attention to the sounds they make, pay attention to their breathing, pay attention to the strokes they're using, the rhythm they're using, the intensity that they're using when they get close to an orgasm, what happens. And then once they've had an orgasm, here's the key. Once you've had an orgasm, they've had an orgasm, they're going to be super sensitive in their orgasmic pattern. If they're not multiply orgasmic or serially orgasmic, their orgasmic pattern is going to shut everything down. And the key to starting to reprogram that on a psychological, physical, emotional, all the levels is for to not break contact. So once they've had an orgasm, whether with a toy, a finger, a tongue, a penis, a hand, whatever it is. Once they've had their orgasm, you just make continue having genital contact. Don't break contact. Don't continue to do no pressure, no movement, no stimulation, but make sure you stay in contact. And if you happen to be in that moment where you happen to be eating somebody out, it may be very hard because they may want to push your head away or push you away, and you're going to hold on and you're just going to hold on and you're going to make contact. Hold the contact. So, this is important for them when they're masturbating to do the same thing. You wait 5 to 10 seconds. Then you try to have a little more stimulation. If it's too sensitive, you stay and you hold, make contact for another 10 seconds. And then you try some stimulation. If it's too intense, you hold, and then for another 10 seconds until it's no longer too intense. Now, while this is happening, your job, first of all, their job has been that they've been working on this within themselves first. Okay. Like, this is an important piece. That they need to do this work, with their own body. So, masturbation, making love to themselves, changing their thought process, all that kind of stuff is an important part. Okay. It's not your job to fix it. It's their job, and your job is your support crew. Okay, so as a support crew, you're just going to reinforce what they're already doing. And what we're doing by doing this, we're changing the orgasmic pattern and the neural pathways in the brain. Now, I need to go back to what if there's trauma? Holding somebody in a position, if there's trauma, may be a trigger. So, if there's been trauma, then you need to be able to use a safe word and for your partner to be able to say, red, meaning, okay, I'm gonna let go. Okay. If they're triggered. Because it's important that we don't re-victimize. Okay. Which is why you've had this conversation about trauma. And you've watched this podcast or listened to this podcast together, so you both are on the same page and that you can navigate this. Okay. Super, super, super important. All right. So 10 seconds move, 10 seconds move, 10 seconds move until you can move and then let the next orgasm build. Allow that orgasm to build and the person who's on the receiving end for them to communicate what they like and what they don't like, and more or left, less pressure, more speed, slower, faster, left, right, up, down. Communicate. Remember, you're in this together, right? And if they start to dissociate and leave the body and start to be triggered, and they're getting too close to that wall, not feeling safe, and all the things that are going to happen, what are you going to do? You're going to stop. You're going to look them in the eye. You're going to tell them they're safe. They're beautiful. You adore them. If you love them, tell them that you love them. Right? And breathe together. And then, when the person's come back into their body, they're back in the room, then ask, are you ready for some more stimulation? And let them say yes or no. They say yes, okay, continue your stimulation. They say no, that's okay. And then it's so that's part of the process. And that process may take some time, no time at all. It might be one session. It might be 5 years. Who knows? Depending on the person and the safety and all the things. But it's really important as the partner of this lover that you don't internalize any of it. It's not about you. It's not about your skill. It's not about you. All it is about being there for your partner and helping them surrender, let go, and feel safe enough to surrender and let go, and to be able to facilitate them to have the best amount, most amount of pleasure that they could possibly have, and they need more than they could ever imagine, even possibly having. And that is what you're doing. Okay, and you just keep that in your head, keep that in your mind. You stay really calm, you stay really zen. You don't, there's no pressure, there's no expectations, there are no expectations of orgasms. It's just all it is about being able to give your partner more pleasure and them to being able to receive more pleasure and experience more pleasure. And the more pleasure they experience, the more orgasmic release they have, the more safe they feel, the closer they can get to that wall and break through and get on the other side of that wall. That is the role. So, some of the techniques that we talked about, okay? So, sensation, reprogramming, orgasmic release, and orgasmic patterning. Now, what do we do when there's emotions? I know they're not very comfortable. How do we deal with the feelings that sometimes can happen when you're trying to get to the other side of that wall, right? And when you get on the other side of that wall, there can be a lot of feelings. Shame, guilt, shame and guilt and crying and anger and all sorts of feelings can happen depending on why it felt so unsafe to go there in the first place. So you, as the partner that's helping them facilitate being that safe vessel, your job is to just hold space, to not fix it for them. You're just supposed to hold them if they need you to hold them. Let them cry if they want to cry. Hand them some Kleenex when they're crying. Pat them on the head and tell them everything's okay and you're safe. That's it. Whatever range of emotions. And it's important to say, what do you need? Do you need to be touched? Do you need not to be touched? Do you need to just listen to what you're feeling? Do you just need to feel it? What do you need? And you're just to be there. That's all you need to do. You don't need to fix it. I know. It's really hard. And when people start to have feelings, we really want them to stop feeling things because it's uncomfortable and we don't know how to fix it. But the key to dealing with people's emotions is that you don't actually have to fix it at all. That's not your job. Your job really is to just be there for whatever they need. And this is a great life lesson, not just in the bedroom, but this is a great life lesson in all your relationship dynamics, is just to be there. And it takes pressure off of you getting it right, because there is no right. All you're just being there. If it's listening, great. If it's asking, if they're, wanting some support, great. They want some feedback, great. It's up to them. You just need to be there. Just keep asking, what do you need? And the more you step into this role, the easier it'll be. And then even when your partner, you're having some great sex and it's like they're having amazing orgasms and then they start bawling their eyes out, you're like, that's okay. Cry. Check in. Everything good? Yep. Good. Let them cry. Continue what you're doing. After you've checked in, first. That's okay. They'll handle it. It's like I said, that wall is deeply programmed. So your job is just to go for the ride. You're on a roller coaster of pleasure and joy and who knows what else could happen. And hopefully lots and lots and lots of orgasm. A lot of screaming, scratching, biting, flailing, throwing pillows. Good times. All right. So that's how you be there. That's how you support your partner or your partners or your lovers. Now, as you can tell, like a lot of this is very intimate, which means there needs to be a rapport, some trust. I wouldn't start trying to, do this with, one night stands or somebody you've just picked up or somebody you've just met at the club and at sex club. Like, I wouldn't start that process. right. Respect the wherever that person's sex, their orgasmic patterning is, and let it be. All right. Until there's something that's an ongoing experience with, then, like you said, like I said, a lot of communication, risking, vulnerability, trust, all of those things are happening in support of that. So you want to make sure, that there's a rapport. Okay. All right. I think those are all your basics. You need something more specific, things that are coming up between you and your partner or partners. You want to, be able to fine-tune your skills of being able to hold space for people and understand what that means or reach out. And as a reminder, the best way to reach out is to come follow me on my Loyal Fans page where you can come interact with me while I'm pre-recording episodes so that you could ask me questions and engage about the topic that we're talking about. And of course, my Loyal Fans page is where all the naughty, sexy, inappropriate version of me, you get to see in video for all the things I talked about. You get to see. Great for the spank bank. All right, until next time, stay curious, stay horny, and explore your orgasmic possibilities. Bye. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.